Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications at the Center for Science and Culture. Welcome to the ID the Future podcast. Many of you, our listeners, are probably aware that last year the Kansas State Board of Education courageously voted to adopt science standards that require students to learn all about evolution, including both the scientific evidence for and against theory. That's it. The board didn't require any alternative theories to be taught, just the strengths and weaknesses of Darwinian evolution. Yet there are some in Kansas who seem to want to censor science and are now working to undermine the standards, even going so far as to tell school boards to disregard the state's guidelines, all because they don't want students exposed to some of the mainstream science that is critical of Darwin's theory. What is so scary? We decided to talk with a living, breathing teacher of science from Kansas. So today, we're joined by Jill Gonzalez-Bravo. Jill is a middle school science teacher in Kansas who has been involved in curriculum development and textbook evaluation, as well as teaching. Jill has a master's degree in curriculum and instruction with a science and technology emphasis, and she was a recipient of the Education Leadership Award from the National Foundation for the Improvement of Education. Thanks for being here with us today, Jill.
Great to be here.
I've just got a few questions for you, but first I'd like you to tell us just a little bit about yourself, what you teach, and what your educational background is.
Well, my name is Jill Gonzalez, as you said, and I'm the mother of three children. Their ages are 6, 4, and 2, and I have taught science in Kansas public schools for almost 10 years. Prior to that, I taught 2 years for the United States Peace Corps in the West Indies. And this is where I met my husband, who is from Sweden and was my scuba instructor there. I went to Kansas State University for my undergraduate in biology education and did my master's degree at Wichita State University. And I just ended another school year of teaching 8th grade science.
Great. So last year, I understand that you testified to the Kansas State Board of Education about teaching of evolution. Can you briefly tell us why you testified to the board and kind of what your main point was?
Well, I decided to testify with trepidation and a hint of ambivalence. I had heard the name Colleen. Many people referred to those that supported the changes as white ring creationist fanatics, and though I found when I read the standards they were very reasonable, I was amazed that this is how I might be perceived, and since I had never thought of myself in that manner. Those in opposition to the changes had been denying that there were any such controversies surrounding evolution, and that's just not what I found. And I believe, as a public educator and servant, that I serve parents and their children, and therefore the board that they elected. I also discovered that the ACLU was arguing the case against these standards changes. And as a mother of a 6-year-old son, I had found, in light of their support of NAMBLA, that I could not support such organization. I also, kind of at the same time that this was all coming to light, this background of the ACLU and whatnot, I received an email that was from an opponent of the changes, and he indicated that if I were to testify, that would mean I was aligning myself with these extreme religious right people. And so that I took that to mean if I didn't testify, that I must be aligning myself with the ACLU. And I knew that many of my philosophies did not align with theirs.
Now, the changes that were proposed really weren't that radical. I know that other states have similar standards that require teachers to basically present both the evidence for and against Darwin's theory, kind of the mainstream scientific criticisms of Darwin's theory, along with the evidence that supports it. So why is it, in your words, why do you support these new Kansas science standards?
Well, I have taught an introduction to evolution almost every year since I started teaching science, and it's been interesting to see the students' reaction to this content. They would want to debate and argue and defend their beliefs on the subject. And I found that as an educator, it's my job to assess students' prior knowledge about content, identify their misconceptions, and then develop labs and activities to increase this comprehension. These standards would supply educators with more information on the topic of evolution, allowing them to develop these activities that would further students' understanding of the content. So when I was asked to read through the Minority Report, I found many things that would improve instruction into evolution. First, I found that the differentiating between micro and macro evolution was very important. This allows students to see the difference between where the evidence ends and inference begins. Also, adding the information on the Cambrian explosion was a much-needed change to align the standards with the new scientific discoveries that have occurred. I also thought that changing the redefinition of science that was made back in 1999 back to a traditional definition held by the majority of other states in the nation was important. The new standards will provide educators with specific and more content regarding evolution.
Right. So the standards are focused primarily on evolution. Is that correct?
Correct. It actually addressed more about evolution.
Right. They're more than was previously taught about evolution. Yeah, and a lot of people in Kansas and elsewhere have complained that, you know, this was going to open the door or somehow require the teaching of alternatives like intelligent design, which it does not do. And Discovery Institute, our policy has always been not to require the teaching of intelligent design, but actually to require what Kansas has done, which is to tell students about both the strengths and weaknesses. And I'm curious, as a teacher, why it is that you support that approach as opposed to teaching alternatives like intelligent design in the classroom?
Intelligent design is, I believe, a new intellectual pursuit. And though I find it an interesting hypothesis, I do not feel qualified to address whether it has enough scientific validity to be included into the science standards. Instead, I will continue to read and watch with interest, as I believe that's my job to do, to keep up to date on all the new political and scientific debates that arise that could be of interest to students in the science classroom. It reminds me of the Big Bang Theory and how it had to also withstand the rigors of accusations that its theorists were attempting to interject God into science. This subject will also have to withstand further examination. And when or if it withstands that examination, we may then at that time see it adopted into the science standards.
I'm curious about, as we look at that rigor, you know, how many teachers besides yourself do you think there are, or do you know of, who support this kind of approach to science education?
Well, there are other educators that have the same belief in academic freedom, and I believe also have the desire to improve students' critical thinking skills by allowing for more in-depth analysis of evolution in the science classroom. I believe that this has become an area of contention, and there are many organizations that are attempting to encourage educators to not support the adopted changes. And sadly, we often do not have the time to research these changes, and they rely solely on the information presented in the media. It wasn't until somebody asked me to look into the Minority Report and read through it that I had the opportunity to do that. I don't believe many people have read through this document and understand the actual adopted changes that have occurred. I believe they rely a lot of times on the media and its misrepresentation of this information.
Well, I think unfortunately you're right, and that's one of the things that we're trying to do is hopefully to provide accurate, correct information about the Kansas science standards and about science education in general around the country. And one thing that we've encouraged people to do is to visit the website www.standupforscience.com and take a look at the information there. There is information about the science standards, about critical analysis of evolution, and what this is really about, which will hopefully counter some of the misinformation that unfortunately has been spread out to the media. I want to thank you for being with us today, Jill. I really do appreciate it. And for listeners out there, if you support good science standards like those in place in Kansas, I hope you will join Jill and others in standing up for science. Please go to standupforscience.com and sign the online petition we have there And do read the science standards for yourself and look at some of the information so you understand what's going on. And stand up for science, stand up for Kansas. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.